Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day two of my garlic recipes brings us to my spicy garlic scampi sauce. Now, I don't want you to get everything confused. When you think of scampi, you typically think of shrimp scampi. Garlic scampi sauce can be served with chicken, it can be with beef, it can be with fish, shrimp, whatever you want. It's just a sauce, and it goes good with any kind of grilled protein, and even really good with just vegetables. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is I need 4 tablespoons of lemon juice. Now, I know the first thing everybody wants to do is go and get lemon juice from a plastic bottle. This has to be fresh squeezed. That concentrate, even if it says it's real lemon juice, it's not as good as fresh lemon juice. So it's really important to get that 4 tablespoons of lemon juice. Now, I've broken this recipe down for 4 people. So if you wanted to do this for more, you're definitely going to need more lemons. But I promise you, 1 lemon should give you 4 tablespoons of lemon juice if you squeeze it the right way. Make sure you roll it before you cut into it. So when we have that fresh squeezed lemon juice, I'm going to add to that 4 tablespoons of shallots, 2 tablespoons of garlic that we're just going to mince up together. Now the shallots, I want those going to cut in a small dice. It's very important that they're cut in a small dice. This is such an incredible flavor. I'm going to add to this 3 tablespoons of dry cilantro, 2 tablespoons of chili pepper flakes. Now, this is the way I typically would make any of my scampi sauce. I would put all of that into a bowl, and I would take 1/4 pound of butter into a nice pan that I would put barely on a whisper of a flame, very, very low, and then I would add all those ingredients to it. After I added those ingredients to it, I would add 1/2 cup of olive oil, let that all mix together, let it heat up a little bit because we want to bring the garlic and the shallots to life in this scampi sauce. Once they heat up just a little bit, and I don't want to hear popping or crackling, simply just watching that steam come right up, turn it off, put it in a container, use a rubber spatula to make sure you get everything out of the pan. Put that into a container, refrigerate for at least 4 to 6 hours, and enjoy. And what I love about this is it's going to be nice and firm when you take it out of the fridge, so you could just dump that into any hot pan and it's ready to go. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at Albert J. Hernandez, theuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.